Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQCLP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQCLP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Yo, yo, up in my production, Cincinnati, Ohio. Best 2011, Cinco de Marijuana.
Yeah, dirty ass bill. And then we got our man C-Bread. Check out, how many of y'all's had troubles with the cops? Yeah? Anybody been on probation?
Who's been on house arrest?
If you've been on probation or house arrest, this goes out to you. We some class A felons and repeat offenders, I'm on the box. Grilled out the fancy dinner.
I'm a class A felon
and a repeat offender, I'm on the box. So I can't take my girl with fancy dinners.
So I think about time on the shelf, need medication. Alcohol, it just don't help.
I wouldn't take the station,
even if I could though.
I'm spending all my time
writing rhymes in my studio.
Group you hoes still come around.
I talk to them
out the window.
Out the fucking house.
Tell me water to pass my drug test.
I think I oughta,
cause I ain't passed one yet. Got into water, trying to pass my drug test. I think I oughta, cause I ain't passed one yet.
I'm on the box, so I can't take my girls out for fancy dinner. I'm a class A felon and a repeat offender. We on the box, so we can't take our girls to fancy dinner.
I'm a class A felon
and a repeat offender.
I'm on the box,
can't take my girl to fancy dinner.
I'm a class A felon
and a repeat offender.
I'm on the box,
so I can't take my girl to fancy dinner. I've been stuck on this shit for a year and a half. You're counting down, feeling like I'm broken down. And all I wanna do is smoke now. How'd I
get myself into this shit. A faux fifth on my hip and a clip in my jeans. Now I can't lead a county, or they put a bounty on my head and send my ass upstate. Can you relate? Because the government hates me. They give me a cup to pee. At least I'm not locked up. I can still cop up and get my funds back. Cause $3,000 is missing. This ain't it a way to pay off my fine. Smoking dope, trying to get away. Going to rehab like every other day and trying to beat the system. Obviously, marijuana, but my system missing. Machine guns run stuff through my head. Get caught playing with guns.
Yeah, make some noise, hip hop.
Hi, I'm Ethan Nadelman from the Drug Policy Alliance. This year is 40 years since President Nixon declared war on drugs, 40 years since we first closed the border with Mexico in a futile effort to keep drugs from coming into the country from across the border. If ever there was a time to sort of step back and think afresh about what this war on drugs, this failed prohibitionist strategy is doing, not just in our own country, but around the world and especially in Mexico, now's the time. Let's face it. What's going on in Mexico today with all the organized crime and violence and corruption and loss of respect and innocent people being killed? Well, it reminds me of alcohol prohibition and Al Capone in Chicago back in those days, right? Except times 50, times 100 in terms of the numbers of people dying, tens of thousands of people dying, criminal organizations taking power in growing parts of Mexico, law enforcement being corrupted, government being intimidated. These are not the consequences of drug use or drug markets per se. These are the consequence of political choices to make these drugs illegal and of a failed effort to continue the prohibitionist policies. Now, what's fortunate is that now we see growing sentiment on both sides of the border to change this system. It's not just people in California or elsewhere saying, enough is enough, let's legalize marijuana. It's former President Vicente Fox saying, you know something, I've come to the conclusion, we got to legalize to solve this problem. It's former President Zedillo, Fox's predecessor, joining with other Latin American presidents to say, enough is enough, we need a new way. It's even the current president, Calderon, reluctantly admitting that, yes, we need a debate that includes the issue of legalization. May 8th, Mexico, there's going to be a major civil action against the war on drugs led by the well-known Mexican poet Javier Cecilia, who lost his son in the failed drug wars in Mexico. We have an obligation as members of Drug Policy Alliance, as people who care about this issue, to do everything we can to end this madness, not just in our own country, but south of the border as well. Thank you.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, it is 95.7 FM here at WVQC and .org if you're out there on the internet listening. And don't forget, it is still May, so I'm going to remind you right now at the top of the show that May is Membership Drive Month. We need your help to support our diverse community programming that you hear, and you can do that by becoming a member of WVQC's Radio Free Queen Cities, Voice of the Queen City.
Nothing like watching a huge man run. That was scary to behold.
It's the view in the booth.
Oh my God.
Anyway, membership levels, of course. I say if all you got is a dollar, send us a dollar. I don't care. It could be 50 cents. If you've got 50 cents that you don't have to put in the meter out here in front on Race Street, bring it to us. We need the money. Other than that, $30 will make you a member and above. Different levels get you different things. We have for $30 the DJ level that gets you not only a membership so you can become a programmer like us, or just vote if you want. You can do that. You also get a free bumper sticker. Now, for the $75 MC level, you get all of that plus a t-shirt and a tote bag.
And more fabulous prizes.
That's right. And discount rates on specialty classes like editing programs. Now, if you do 150, you get the programs for free along with everything else. And get to come down and hang out with Hemp Rock. Now, any of the levels above 30 that you do, if you send us 35.
And if you join for 500, I am a chef and I will cook dinner for you at your home.
There you go. There you go. And it has to be their home so they can get yes. by with you.
Whatever they want.
Anyway, it is membership drive here, and we are, of course, always trying to raise funds because we have technical issues, and we got to make sure that we keep everything going so you folks out there can hear. Now, if there's some new listeners out there a little bit further out than normal, it's because we were able to kick up the notches a little bit about a month or so ago. So, you know, usually when we're on the viaduct on Harrison Avenue, it's a little sketchy. Sounding pretty strong when I heard it yesterday. So there's probably some more people out there getting the signal and hearing us and going, what's that station? What's that? Never heard that before. Well, folks, we are WVQC, Radio Free Queen City, Voice of the Queen City, right here on 95.7 FM and WVQC.org. We are all about low power to the people, local music, as well as programs like ours. Well, maybe not like ours. We're the only pot show that I know of. But lots of other really cool shows, including Who Follows Us on Mondays at 2 o'clock, Cincinnati's Conscience.
Jay all day.
Jay all day. She's at 2 o'clock. And on Tuesday afternoons at high noon, right before us, is Speak Out, Speak Up with Jenny about the homeless situation and other issues. And following us now is a brand new show at 3 o'clock with the two DJ girls from Deeper Than Atlantis. They play a lot of really cool, jazzy, funk, fun.
Really good city beat stuff.
Really good, great stuff. So that's what we do here at WVQC, and we always need your money to help us stay online because we, of course, are a volunteer station and brand new. Now, of course, speaking of volunteers, we have to give a shout out to Open Mind Productions because that's who you heard in the beginning. Now, we do want to say we had a technical difficulty. Something happened with the program when I burned my CD today, and not only did it not tell me what I was playing, and I had to handwrite it, for some reason it's not playing in our player, and we don't know why, so we had a technical glitch. So that's why we need your money.
Yep.
Because our stuff doesn't work all the time. So we're playing it off of my laptop.
It needs to be replaced.
Yeah. So we are playing the produced CD for today off of my laptop, folks. So it sounds like we're in a tin can a little bit.
You have a better CD player in your car.
Yeah. Well, no. Maybe they do, but I don't. My CD and my green machine will not play burned CDs.
Most people have better CD players in their cars than I have to use here.
Most.
Please join.
Really. Please.
Please.
And if you do, you will get a t-shirt from Natural Choice. One of our friends. Now, of course, as I said, that was Open Mind Productions from HempFest 11, 2011, just a couple of weeks ago. And the song, Probation. And I bet you all know people, and probably including yourselves, who have or are, and hopefully will never be, on probation. That's what that's about. Now, we've got a lot of things to get to in the news today. Too many things to tell you about, but I'm going to kick off with some sort of good news. Let's see. This came from... this comes out of Sacramento. I love this. I'm just going to lead out with this, and we'll talk about it when we come back, of course. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger. It's easier for me to see. Everybody, you know, there's so much crap going on in this drug war and in the country for months now, and we can talk about some of them here in a few minutes after our break, but this one I'm going to lead off because it's a good one. We keep hearing about Obama, and everybody is... going against what he said and allowing the DEA and the Justice Department and all the cops everywhere to bust the medical providers in the states that allow it. So they're allowed by the state rules and the laws that the voters have put through, or sometimes they're senators and congressmen and governor. But the feds are going, nope, we're going to just stop it. We don't like new business. We don't want to create millions of dollars in business and more jobs. We don't like to do that. We say we do, but we really don't. Judge orders return of 2 pounds of marijuana. And DUI charges dropped. Driver gets property back. Sacramento, California. And this is... just from this past week, last Thursday. A Sacramento Superior Court judge on Thursday ordered the California Highway Patrol to return 2 pounds of marijuana seized during an arrest this past August. Judge John Sponor sided with Keith Smith of Sacramento in a motion to have his personal property returned after the Sacramento County District Attorney's Office dismissed DUI and pot possession charges against him. Defense attorney Alex Vailopek said charges were dismissed in March after experts agreed that Smith did not have sufficient THC content in his bloodstream to cause impairment. Gatewood would like that ruling. His attorney said Smith has a rare medical condition that caused him to black out behind the wheel while driving on Fair Oaks Boulevard last year. He also said Smith has a doctor's prescription for up to 3 pounds of medical marijuana. In court this morning, the judge asked members of the DA staff if they had an opinion about releasing the marijuana. Vailopek said he objected, saying the DA no longer had standing in the case since charges were dropped. Members of the Compassionate Coalition in Sacramento, a medical marijuana advocacy group, said the ruling was good news for patients. Ryan Landers said, "I'm glad the judge followed the law and applied it accordingly and that he took the time to look into the truth." Now, that is a win, and that is occurring here and there throughout California, and I think even in Washington. Now, we're going to be seeing a lot more cases coming out of these states because they keep busting different folks left and right. But we'll
and
talk.
Now they have precedent.
Well, they've actually got precedent in the California states. There's probably been at least 4 cases over the years where marijuana has been returned to the medical patients.
Well, now they can cite even more.
Yeah, it's the feds. It's your mic's not on, apparently. Maybe there it is. Hit it now.
Talk. How long they keep the weed?
Through, well,
I mean,
until
probably ain't worth smoking by the time you get in it back.
He just got busted last August. He just got busted last August. So
that's 10 months.
Yeah, that's no issue. I have found pot that's been missing in my house for years, and it was still smokable. A little dry. It's still smokable. You know?
And you can always use it to make butter.
Or keef,
I like
or whatever.
Fresh buds.
I like, well, I do prefer. Well, no, I don't even like fresh. You can't smoke
fresh. Real fresh.
So you want it to be dried and cured, so it'll just be a little drier, but I bet it'll still smoke good. Well, I'm going to go ahead and roll up the next clip.
I'd be willing to test that theory with any of you.
Let's make sure I'm going to hit this correctly. We are rolling on to clip number 6. Of course, it is the Sock Monkeys at the Hemp Fest on May 7th. For Global Marijuana March, and legalization of hemp, marijuana, medical, all of the above. And it is, love is what I got. We'll be back.
I got a band here that's like poetry in motion. But anyways, let's not dawdle any longer. Here is the Sock Monkeys.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So this is our third year doing this. And I have noticed a trend among the like that does attend such a party. And that trend is that you happen to be a little bit more high than normal, or you're as high as normal. And this presents the only problem in that you're like, you're sitting there like drooling, like you're staring. And you don't remember to clap, you don't remember to get excited, to actually dance, you don't remember to show your appreciation. So I'm just putting it out there on Front Street. You're allowed to clap, and I'll remind you at the end of the song, like, hey, end of the song, woo! And then that'll be your cue to clap and be excited about the fact that we just did a song. We're all volunteering our time, so make it worth our while, right? Let's have a good time. We'll play some random rock and roll. This is Jethro. He's not usually our bass player, but he's rocking it out with us tonight. Thank you, Jethro. You're allowed to dance, too, by the way. Let's do this. Yeah, we should move these chairs right here. This little powwow, lose it. Anybody? Make it happen. We have sock monkeys. We got the monkey around. But there's only a few of us that actually made a phone call about a bill or signed some you know, actually do something. So get off your lazy hippie asses and call them now. I mean, like, call. It takes like 5 seconds. You call and you're like, I wish to vote no on this. My name is this, my address is this. Please vote no on that. Click. It's so easy. Like, don't be lazy. I mean, we can't even get the pot smokers to call. How are we supposed to get the would-be pot smokers to call? So anyway, like, don't be lazy. I just have to say that, because come on, we know, it's time to change this shit. It's over. It's getting old. No, you can keep playing. I'm just talking about them. Look at this. I can push you so thoroughly. It's awesome. You know what you want, Sonny. Back corner. Let
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right. Thank you for that, Willie. Now, I do have a story coming out of the Willie Nelson camp. And this is straight off of Celeb Stoner. I could tell you, but I'm just going to read it really quick from Steve, and he'll tell you what's up, and I'll make a comment about it. It's been a crazy week at the Teapot Party, and as you know, we are the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter here. First, we endorsed Gary Johnson for the Republican presidential nomination. Then Willie Nelson appeared to rescind the endorsement. In an email to Steve Bloom, Nelson stated, "If we back someone, that's us telling them how to vote. I'm not qualified. Let's not back a political candidate. Let's give our opinions and say what we know about everyone, but let's let everyone decide for themselves." From Willie Nelson, of course. Of course, the media had a field day with the Teapot Party's flip-flop on Gary Johnson. Here are a few of the links. And, of course, you can go see stories at Politico, Toke of the Town, Reason, Drug War Chronicle, and others. But one media outlet, The Raw Story, really nailed it with an exclusive interview with the former two-term New Mexico governor, wannabe president. With great humility and a touch of humor, Johnson commented on Nelson's change of tune. "I didn't expect anything going in there. I do think the world of Willie Nelson. I'm a really huge fan, but I wasn't expecting anything. The flip-flop, I assume, has to do with all sorts of reality factors. I'm just guessing here. Willie Nelson aside, I've always openly wondered why any celebrity would endorse any political candidate, because there's just no upside to it whatsoever. But in this case, he does have the Teapot Party, and the Teapot Party's main issue is legalizing marijuana. So I thought I understood his reasons for endorsing and welcomed it. I thought that was terrific, but it was what it was. And I think it has brought attention to the issue, and maybe I've gotten some attention out of it, so I'm certainly not negatively pulsed by this at all." Steve forwarded the comment to Nelson, and this is Willie's reply. "This just proves what I thought all along. Gary Johnson is a great American. He will make a great president if elected, and I will support him all the way in the GOP primary. I also support Dennis Kucinich on the Dem side if he decides to run. They are great Americans, and I'm proud to support both of them. Kucinich is the Ohio congressman who ran for the Democratic nomination in 08 with Nelson's support. So it now appears that the Teapot Party will be supporting, if not fully endorsing, both Johnson and Kucinich's 2012 presidential runs. It is unclear right now if Kucinich will actually be a candidate this time around, though. The media can continue to have fun with the Teapot Party and our changing stands, but the fact is what appeared to be an embarrassing situation earlier this week has repaired itself thanks to Nelson's wise considerations, and will take all that publicity, good or bad, right to the voting booths this year and next." Now, of course, as you all know, we locally and nationally do support Gatewood Galbraith for governor in Kentucky. He normally leans a little bit more to the Dem. So my perspective is this. Willie came out in favor of Gary Johnson, a Republican, because of his marijuana stance, and then he went, "Oh, wait a minute," after I'm sure some people went, "You know, he is a Republican and he wants to kill all the really good social programs like most Republicans." And Willie went, "Oh, I forgot about that." So he comes out and says he'll support him for the GOP primary and Kucinich for the Dem. Now, of course, there's Ron Paul. He's floating out there. Some people are going Johnson-Paul 2012. I say there's always the problem. You know, you got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. How about we have a problem of having to decide to vote between the better of the two good?
How about Johnson for president and Kucinich for vice president?
Well, one's Dem, one's Republican, though.
So what?
So let it be. So let it.
So what?
So let it be Johnson and Paul running against Kucinich and whoever his good running mate is going to be. So
Obama.
We have, So we have the good Republicans and the good Democrats, and we're going to go, uh-oh, which one do we go for? They all want to legalize marijuana. Wouldn't that be a good problem to have? I think that's a good problem to have. So the point is, I know that Willie first said, yes, we are definitely going to support Gary Johnson, and I think he still does on those issues, but because of his Republican side, although he is a left-wing Republican, I think that's why Willie went, oh, wait a minute, maybe I better think about that for a minute. So he really does support some. He does support Gatewood, and he has come out for that, of course. So now I'm going to, real quick, I want to remind you, because we did play this at the top of the show about Drug Policy Alliance, I want you to go to the DPA.org site and look for actions, and they have an action to send to Obama. You can also find that on my Facebook page. Now, I'm going to run right now into... we'll talk about it when we come back, but this is actually the first one I'm going to play is It's called Uncle Sam Blues. I'm going to play two cuts from the original Woodstock today, folks, in honor of two things. The first thing is Uncle Sam Blues. They're both from Jefferson Airplane, from 1969 Woodstock. Let's see. I'm going to find this quick headline, and then we're going to go into the song. This is just disgusting. A Marine who did two tours in Iraq survives the war, comes home, and by stupid SWAT teams, he was killed dead in front of his wife and kid. Okay, we'll come back and talk about that in just a moment. And by the way, it was the wrong house. Yeah, this is on behalf of the family of the victim. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
Break no I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with LEAP. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away?
What? You let Michael Phelps go.
Oh, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right. There he is. Always and hogging the joint.
And he's not hacking anymore.
Of course, you know, like you said, there is a cannabis deficiency going on around here. I'll tell you, it's bad. Well, anyway, I wanted to play that song on behalf of the family of the victim. Garina was his name. His widow is Vanessa Garina, and he had a four-year-old son. The song is Uncle Sam Blues from Jefferson Airplane during Woodstock 1969. And this came from the Arizona Daily Star. The reporter tries to piece together the death of Jose Garina, 26, at the hands of a Pima County, Arizona SWAT team. Garina joined the Marines in 2002, served two tours in Iraq, was killed just after 9 a.m. on May 5th. Garina had just gone to bed after working a 12-hour shift at a local mine when his home was invaded as part of a multi-house crackdown by sheriff's deputies. Like enemy of the state Osama bin Laden, Garina died with his wife close by. Widow Vanessa Garina, who hid with her four-year-old son when sheriff's deputies raided the home, fills in the detail that has been slow to come from Pima County Sheriff's Office. When I came out, the officers dragged me through the kitchen and took me outside, and that's when I saw him laying there, gasping for air, she says. I kept begging the officers to call an ambulance that maybe he could make it and that my baby was still inside. The little boy soon after walked out of the closet on his own. SWAT members took him outside to be with his mother. I never imagined I would lose him like that. He was badly injured, but I never thought he could be killed by police after he served his country. The family's five-year-old son was at school that morning, and deputies say they thought Garina's wife and his other child would also be gone when they entered the home. Garina says there were no drugs in their house. Deputies said they seized a large sum of money from another house that morning, but they refused to say from which of the homes searched that morning they found narcotics, drug ledgers, or drug paraphernalia. Court documents showing what was being sought and was found have not been made public. A computer check on Garina revealed a couple of traffic tickets and no criminal history. Tucson's KGUN's Joel Waldman says the SWAT team prevented paramedics from going to work on Garina for 1 hour and 14 minutes. The sheriff's department maintains that Garina was holding an AR-15 when the paramilitary force fired 71 bullets in his home, but other key parts of the government's story have collapsed. While PCSD initially claimed Garina fired the weapon he was alleged to have been holding, the department now says it was a misfire by one of the deputies that caused this deadly group panic inside a home containing a woman and a toddler. A deputy's bullet struck the side of the doorway, causing chips of wood to fall on his shield. That prompted some members of the team to think the deputy had been shot. You know, maybe if they'd end these kind of raids and end this damn drug war, folks, none of this would happen. So you like your soldiers out there? They're getting killed left and right at home. And that's why we played that song. Now, also, this is also why I played Woodstock and the next song that's coming. Two things piss me off. You know, I always say I'm the happy hemptress. Today, I'm the pissed off hemptress. Woodstock era has been blamed for sex abuse priests. This came down May 19th from the Sydney Morning Herald. at smh.com. A 5-year study commissioned by America's Catholic bishops to provide a definitive answer to what caused the church's sexual abuse crisis has concluded that neither the all-male celibate priesthood nor homosexuality is to blame. Well, I can agree with that, that it isn't homosexuals aren't pedophiles. Some pedophiles are homosexuals.
Yes.
But all homosexuals or gay people are not pedophiles. Some actually like older people.
And actually, I know the majority of my gay friends are disgusted by the thought.
Yeah, and being celibate doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go become an abuser pedophile either. If that's the case, all the monks throughout the world would be pedophiles, and we don't hear scandals in their churches and whatever.
Yeah, that's because they take vows of silence.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I think we would hear about it from people leaving the priesthoods of other religions. Instead, the abuse occurred because priests who were poorly prepared and monitored and who were under stress landed in the midst of the social and sexual turmoil of the 60s and 70s. Known occurrences of sexual abuse of minors by priests rose sharply during those decades, and the problem grew worse when the church's hierarchy responded by showing more care for the perpetrators than the victims. Oh, you think maybe that's why it was perpetuated? Because they kept getting swept under the rug and they figured they could keep getting by with more and more and more?
And they just move a priest from one diocese to the other.
The Blame Woodstock explanation is the same floated by bishops during the since the church was engulfed by scandal in the U.S. in 2002. And in Europe last year. Initiated in 2006, the study was conducted by researchers at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York at a cost of $1.8 million in U.S. The bishops.
It's your fault for having such a pretty mouth.
I mean, listen, the bishops have said they hope the report will advance the understanding and prevention of child abuse. Okay, now here's the study. They questions all the priests who have been caught as pedophiles, and they said, "What makes you a pedophile?" And they went, "It's the hippies' fault." It's not my fault. It's the hippies' fault. They told me sex was free. They didn't say what age group.
Aside from that, okay, 1969, that era.
Oh, it's 69. That's what it was. It's the year.
Yeah, would have ended about what? You'd say the Woodstock era was over pretty much 75, latest.
Oh, it ended probably 70, 71, I'd say.
Okay.
Right after Woodstock, it was pretty much. After yeah. Altamont, yeah, after the Rolling Stone concert, it was over.
Yeah.
Those angels. Oh, sorry. I didn't say that.
Okay, well, let's just give them a grace period of 1980. Okay? Anybody entering the priesthood after that, I don't think they can use freaking Woodstock.
I mean,
as an excuse, because free love was over by then.
And besides the fact.
Because that's right about when I started getting interested in it.
Yeah, right. And here's the thing, though. If Woodstock was 1969 and they're blaming it on the 60s, the free love, you know, came in the, you know, 67, 68 on up, you know.
That doesn't give you a 42-year pass. I'm sorry.
I'm saying, what about all the kids that were raped by the priest in the 40s and 50s? They're, you know, before the Woodstock era, that have been coming out for years saying this is what's happened to them.
Well, what about the priest ain't ever get married, so what kind of man is going to be drawn to this type of job anyway?
Well, see, that's just it.
That was way before the Woodstock.
That's right. Pedophiles, and some of them might even smoke pot, but they smoke cigarettes and eat strawberries too, so that means nothing. But,
and young boys.
Yeah, but and girls. A pedophile can be a young child sex. The thing is, though, they are pedophiles not because of anything but other than that's what they are. And they seek jobs where they can get to the children easily. And that's teachers, camp leaders, doctors.
They love to be in positions of trust.
Right, doctors and priests and cops. Okay, that's all we're doing today. I'm already pissed off. I'm going to stay pissed off till tomorrow. So we'll come back tomorrow, same time. We'll talk about a lot more stuff. And, of course, don't forget, Jay's up next with Cincinnati's Conscience. And this song not only goes out to everybody out there that's volunteers, but also to those priests who want to blame it on the hippies. Jefferson Airplane. It's Hemp Rock. We'll be back tomorrow, same time.
Colleges of America. Colleges of America. Colleges of America. Colleges of America.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at wvqc.org. Coming up next on WBQCLP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.